for visiting with Burlingame girls basketball coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coach's Corner. And Coach, you're on to the semifinals of Substate. How do you feel like the girls are playing right now?
Yeah, I was really happy with how we finished down the stretch. We finished with a nine-game win streak after LCL tournament. Really kind of had a tough early round loss at the LCL, and I know a lot of kids were disappointed because we wanted to be on the winner's side of the bracket, but really challenged the girls to hit the reset button and kind of run the table the rest of the way. And I really felt we hit our stride late in the season. I have felt like our practices are better. Our confidence has grown tremendously. Our conditioning has gotten better. So really excited about where we're at. You know, every coach wants to be playing their best basketball at the end of the year. And that's not always the case year to year. But I really feel like this year this team is close to their ceiling and we're playing our best basketball. And that's, all I can ask for.
I know with being the two seed, getting a first round bye last week, were you able to clean up some things?
Yeah, I mean, we're getting some extra practice time. To be honest, I would have loved to not have the bye just for the reason of kind of staying in a routine, getting that Friday game and not as big a layoff. But, I felt like, last week was our best week of practice that we put together, varsity and JV-wise. I thought our JV girls gave us a really good look and competed hard in practice, and I thought our varsity girls are really focusing on the things we're asking them to do to make us a tough team. So I really feel like, we're practicing really good, and hopefully that carries over to the game on Friday.
I know Caitlin Noonan wants to end her season on a high note, and getting back to the state tournament would be nice. But you're running into the defending 1A Division I state champions in Donovan West on their home floor on Friday.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough atmosphere to play in. We certainly aren't the home team, and we may be on the scoreboard, but we'll be in unwanted territory. But Coach Perry Smith, I've talked to him through the season, and he does a great job with that program, and they're coached really well, really hard. That league has a ton of respect from coaches around the state. We know what the TVL brings, and every team in that league is really competitive and really strong. So Donovan West is a really good team. I feel like there's some similarities that I see in them that we have, but we're definitely going to need to stay poised, be able to execute. It's going to be loud, but it will also be a fun atmosphere. Any competitor wants that stage and wants a big game, and we're certainly going to get it in this sub-state. So hopefully, we want to be playing our best. I think last year we had a bad taste in our mouth. We felt like we really didn't perform well. We didn't shoot the ball well. So the emphasis has been, to get back here and try to play better and give ourselves a better chance.
Visiting with Burlingame girls basketball coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, I've enjoyed our conversations every other week here on the Area Coach's Corner. And I've enjoyed our conversations that we've had during football as well. And as we mentioned, Donovan West on Friday. You win on Friday. You'll play again Saturday against the winner of Centralia and Troy. So that top side of the bracket is pretty strong as well, with Centralia as the one seed. And Troy, they always have a solid girls basketball program. Still a chance for you guys to get to Colby.
Yeah, we got to play one game at a time, and we would love the opportunity to be playing Saturday night, but our emphasis and focus has been 100% on Donovan West, and if we get the opportunity to play on Saturday, we'll dive into that scout come Saturday. But we know the challenges ahead with what Donovan West brings on their home court and the pride that program has and as the defending state champs and how well they're coached. So it is definitely a tough sub-state. Whatever team makes it out of this sub-state is definitely going to show well at the state tournament, and we hope that we'll put ourselves in a situation where we can get there.
And, Coach, one more question before we wrap things up. How do you feel like going into, tough atmospheres, during in the Lyon County League maybe going to, you know what to expect against Donovan West tomorrow with the fan atmosphere.
Yeah, I will say from scouting the TVL league in my in the past, like the student sections are a little bit more present. I don't know if that's just because enrollments up there are a little bit big or a little bit more school pride, but you know they're going to have a big student section. You don't see a ton of that in the Lyon County League outside of maybe some bigger games, just because I think both teams are playing that night. And so we're going to need to be prepared for, you know, they're going to have a great student section there. And then just, I think postseason, just the intensity revs it up a little bit to bring on, you know, a more exciting atmosphere. However, you know, if you can play in that Friday night game at the Lyon County League tournament and play in the championship, and unfortunately we weren't able to get there, but those are some primetime games, and, you know, Lebo and Olpe have some great atmospheres in our league. So you hope. The league tests you. It certainly feels that way, that our league finished strong this year with Madison and Olpe and Lebo and Marazine. Those programs all have a good chance to move on in the postseason. So we feel we're battle-tested through our league. And then, but sometimes, you know, in my experience, it's hard to simulate a good student section. And I know a few years ago we played Centralia at State, and it was amazing the amount of fans hit the road to back them, and then we had a ton of fans there too out in Dodge City. But you know, we got to stay poised, and we got to stay locked in on what the scouting report says and what our job is.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday night against Donovan West, and good luck the rest of the way. Talk to you again soon.
All right, thank you.
That is Burlingame girls basketball coach Jeff Slater joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the Bank of Burlingame and XSEC Wireless on Country 101.7 FM.